Baby, all I want for Christmas is shoes.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas. Wait a minute. I knew an exotic dancer named Holly, and she made me real jolly.
We three kings of Orient are bringing gifts we bought at the bar.
Wait a minute.
5 kidney stones.
4 working girls.
3 French fries.
2 turtle soup.
Let's do a show.
It's Listen Here, a sketch comedy program dripping with innuendo, sarcasm, and gravy. Featuring a cast of unemployed actors, wannabe YouTubers, and the only guy in the music business that Taylor Swift has not written a song about. With performances by
Andre Kelly,
Laura LaCour,
John Specht,
Jessica Arnold,
Joe Caronia,
Colin Say Selby,
James Wetzel,
Nino Cassisi.
Now it's time to Listen Here.
Hi, welcome to B-Mobile. I'm Josh. What brings you in?
Well, my cell phone. My voicemail's not working.
Did you go to the bmobile.com and check out our frequently asked questions?
Actually, I did. I couldn't find anything.
Did you make an appointment?
Appointment? No. I thought I'd stop by.
Yeah, I just checked my iPad and you do not have an appointment.
I just said that.
We can see you a week from Thursday.
Wait, can you just look at my phone and see if you can fix it so I can get my voicemail?
No.
Wait, what?
I said no.
Well, you didn't even look at it.
I don't know what I could possibly do.
Huh. This is B-Mobile, where I bought this phone and my last 6 or 7 phones before this.
Oh, I can fix your problem.
You can? Okay, great.
Yes, a week from Thursday. Come in between 4 and 4:02, and I'll sell you a new phone, the latest.
Hang on. My phone is fine. It's just my voicemail. It doesn't work. I don't need a new phone.
Well then, you're f***ed. We don't fix anything. We have no knowledge how to fix this. But we do know how to get you to sign a new contract.
What the f***?
It's Listen Here.
Hey, honey.
Well, you're home late, babe.
Oh, I stopped by Jeff's. Still owed him $20 from last month's poker game.
Oh, did you see the new baby?
Oh, yeah. Denise had a baby. Cute. So, what's for dinner?
They waited so long. Oh, I'm so happy for them. Gosh, Jim, remember when we had a little one around the house?
Yeah, good times. So, I'm gonna go change. By then, will it be time to eat?
Wait, was it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. It was a baby. Probably a girl. It had a light green shirt thingy on.
What?
Yeah, girl.
Well, does she look like Jim or Denise?
I don't know. Who does she look like? Bald, big head. I got it. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah. Die Hard 3 version, though, not the first one.
Jim! Well, how big is she?
I don't know. About like this sack of potatoes.
How much did she weigh? What was her length?
What was her length? How much did she weigh? It's a baby, not a fish. What's for dinner?
Here.
This is Listen Here News. I'm Ozark Longmire.
more people than ever are traveling this holiday season, especially after the epidemic. If you are flying out, there are things you should never say to a TSA agent, a Transportation Security Administration officer. For example, I brought my own metal detector from home. Or, if you let me bring my soda through the checkpoint, I'll let you have a little sip. And while traveling this holiday season, another thing not to say to a TSA agent is, I've got something dangerous with me, but it's hidden in a part of my body that you'll never find. This will only make them more determined to find it. In other news, Nancy Pelosi is stepping down from her leadership position of the Democratic Party. She has been the top Democrat for an unprecedented 2 decades.
For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic Congress.
Now, in a Listen Here exclusive, the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has been gracious enough to grant us an interview. Nancy, thank you, and how are you?
I am fine, Ozark. It's nice to be here.
First, I'd like to thank you for spending some time with Listen Here News.
Why not? I have STD.
I beg your pardon? STD?
Yes. Short timer's disease.
Oh, I see. Have you thought about what you will do in your retirement?
Oh, after my last day in office, I will fly home and have a huge bonfire. I will burn all of my Janet Reno sex masks, all of my pantsuits, and only wear muumuus. Oh, by the way, never will I wear heels again. I just might wear flip-flops every day.
Politics have changed so much since you were elected. Tell me, what do you think of these election deniers?
Oh, it is so silly. I mean, what's next? People will be screaming at state lottery officials, oh, you picked the wrong numbers. Those aren't my numbers. If an election denier is so serious, deny their own election that they won. Yes, I got more votes than my opponent, but there is no way that many people voted for me. Have you heard me speak in public? At the last debate, I insisted that the California fires were started by Smokey the Bear after my opponent drugged him. How could anyone vote for me?
If you could change one thing in Washington, D.C., what would that change look like?
Term limits, of course. We need them. I'm 82 years old. Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein are both 89. Have you ever seen someone in their 80s try and work the remote control for the TV? It's painful to watch. It's a struggle. It's like you're watching a wildlife show and an antelope is trying to fight off a cheetah. It's not going to end well.
One final question. Do you think that Hunter Biden's laptop should be investigated?
Go ahead. Investigate Hunter Biden's laptop. I don't give a shit. Investigate everybody's kids. I want to know what Jared and Ivanka did to get $2 billion from Saudi Arabia. Let me tell you something. There's a House member whose son is an advisor on the Interstate Highway Department. I've seen him get stuck in a revolving door. Investigate them all.
Thank you, Nancy Pelosi, for this exclusive Listen Here interview. I understand now that we have special Listen Here News field correspondent Jessica Arnold reporting on the election. Jessica, are you there?
Yes, Ozark. I'm coming to you live from Moose Jaw, Montana, one of the farthest most point in the continental United States. As you know, Election Day was November 8th. There have been quite a few elections that could not be called on election night. Some needed a couple of days. But here in Moose Jaw, well, this is the last election to be called in America.
Tell me, Jessica, how would you describe Moose Jaw?
It's a sleepy little town, population 210 people. There's only one place to eat in town, Katie's Cozy Corner. I asked what their vegan options were. They told me to go outside and eat the hay with the bison and the elk.
Wow, that sounds like a lovely place to spend some time.
Some time. I've been here since Election Day. I was supposed to be here 3 days. I packed for 4 in case of an emergency. Do you know when Election Day was? I'll tell you, November 8th. Yeah, I've been here ever since. Look at your calendar, you pretty boy idiot talking head.
Now, Jessica, there's no need for name calling. I'm sure this is just a new experience for you.
a new experience. You've got a lot of nerve. Would you like to know what one of my new experiences are? I'm using an outhouse in Montana in the winter. The election board building doesn't have indoor bathrooms. Do you know what you don't do in an outhouse in the middle of the winter? You don't scroll through your phone and see how many likes you got on Instagram.
Jessica, could you be exaggerating just a little bit? How bad can it be?
How bad can it be? When I asked where I could get a manicure and a pedicure, the locals told me there is a medicine man who lives in the hills, has cures for everything. When I told them no, I needed my nails trimmed, they suggested I go see Doc Potter, the vet.
Jessica, I can hear that you are discouraged, but there is nothing more important than our democracy.
This race is for the county commissioner. Nobody knows what the county commissioner does. Okay, wait a minute. I just received an alert on my phone.
Oh, really? You finally have the election results?
No! Fred the Grizzly Bear is on the east end of town. I got about 2 minutes to get in my car before I become a bear's lunch. For Listen Here News, this is Jessica Arnold.
This has been Listen Here News. I'm Ozark Longmire. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Emily Post, the Queen of Etiquette and Manners. I have a few helpful hints and suggestions before you get together with friends and family for the holiday season. Remember, it is a dinner, not a political rally. Your choice of wine is very important to enhance your meal. Always remember it is red wine with beef and white wine with pork, fowl, or fish. As always, it is Wide Mouth Mickey's for Cousin Eddie, or Boone's Farm if he's wearing his best sweater vest. If your newlywed wife says, come and get it while it's hot, she's talking about the food. Please, no public displays of affection. If you are hosting a party, be smart. You know who you invited. If someone is coming over and you know that they will empty your liquor cabinet, be proactive. Pour the expensive and high-quality spirits into the cheap bottles. The sots and drunkards that you are related to will never know the difference. They are animals. They will drink rubbing alcohol. Always remember to knock on the bathroom door before entering. No one needs to see Grandpa's drumstick before a big meal. If you know of a family member who does not wash their hands after using the lavatories, keep the rest of your dinner guests safe. Suggest that they bring the canned cranberry sauce. If they insist upon bringing something else, suggest a fruit cake. Let's be honest. The dog won't even eat that. And finally, and most importantly, every family has that one person that everyone makes fun of. If you can't figure out who that is in your family, I'm sorry to tell you, it is you. This is Emily Post, the Queen of Etiquette and Manners, wishing you and yours a safe and healthy holiday season.
Listen here.
HR, how can I help you? Just a second, please. Mr. Goodson, we're having a situation in the parking garage. When they terminated employees, all of their badges were turned off. Since they won't work, they're trapped in the parking garage. They can't get out.
Hang on just a second. Hi, Mr. Kelly. This is Jack Goodson, HR at Twitter. Yeah, I was just wondering if you're gonna be coming in today.
Oh, please. Have you lost your mind? You told me that I was going to work harder and longer hours for the same amount of money. I'm taking my 3 months severance pay and I'm going to the beach. In 24 hours, I'll be drinking something with an umbrella in it. And you want me to give that up to walk into the middle of this dumpster fire? Are you nuts?
Mr. Kelly, what if I could get your company car back?
the Tesla, I would rather ride the bus. And one more thing, at the end of every meeting, you always tell the members of the HR team, remember, we are rule makers, not rule breakers.
Yeah, of course. That is my motto.
Well, I speak for everyone who's ever worked for you that that is the biggest and most insincere crock anybody has ever heard. Bye-bye.
Mr. Goodson, I just got off the phone with New York. The servers have crashed. Nobody on the East Coast can log on to their Twitter account.
See if you can find an engineer somewhere in the building.
You got it.
HR, this is Goodson.
Sir, this is Head of Security Schaefer. I'm calling to tell you that accounting has started taking hostages. I don't know how long that I can hold them off. It seems they've breached through the perimeter wall and are attempting to get into the executive lunchroom.
Damn it! Today was bread pudding.
Yes, sir. That is a terrible tragedy. Sir, if something happens to me, and I don't make it out of here, could you do me a favor at my memorial service?
Oh, it would be an honor. What can I do for you?
Sir, could you make sure that my wife is on the other side of the room from my girlfriend? Please.
Mr. Goodson, I found an engineer. Dewey Howard, meet Jack Goodson.
Oh, thank God. Hi, how are you? My name is Jack Goodson, and I'm the operating manager of this Twitter location. Okay, so I've just received word that we have lost Twitter over the Eastern Seaboard, and I understand that you're our engineer.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir. Yes, sir, I'm an engineer.
What kind of plan do you have to get the servers going on the East Coast again?
Well, golly, sir, that's a tough one. Has anybody tried turning them off and turning them back on again?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You know, has anybody tried unplugging it for a minute? That's what I do at home when my cable TV doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think that's going to work. What kind of an engineer are you?
Well, sir, I'm a custodial engineer.
I'm sorry, what is that?
Well, you see, sir, when Mr. Musk bought Twitter, I asked him for a raise, and instead of a raise, he said I could have a promotion. I have business cards and everything. Would you like one, sir?
Thank you. No.
Okay, sir. Nice to meet you. And if you need your trash can dumped more than once a day, you be sure and call me. I'll take care of you.
Dewey, wait a minute. The badges are not working in the parking garage, and the employees can't get out. Can you get some tools from maintenance and get the gates open again?
Badges? Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. I'm on it, sir.
Just a second, please. Mr. Goodson, it's for you. It's accounting.
Goodson here. How can I help you?
Attica! Attica! Attica!
I'm looking for Goodson!
I'm Goodson. Who are you?
I'm Susan from accounting.
Oh, no.
Could you sign here, you know, showing that I've completed my internship? Without a signature, I won't get my 12 credit hours for the semester.
Of course.
Well, sir, I found something to take those parking garage gates down.
Listen here.
So, how are we doing on the list?
Pretty good, I think. Let me see. We have your mom, my grandma, and our neighbors today. So I think all we have left is my mom. And then we'll be done.
Excuse me. May I check your receipt?
Hold it. We missed your aunt.
Excuse me. May I check your receipt, please?
I beg your pardon?
I need to see your receipt.
Excuse me, honey, if I may. The answer is no. You may not see my receipt.
Why not?
It's very simple. Your CEO has made a decision to not have actual cashiers at the registers. They want everyone to use the self-serve lines. There is only one reason why. Greed. Your CEO doesn't want to pay a livable wage and insurance benefits to his employees, so he just eliminated them. So as a consumer, I have to go through and check out my own items. So you trust me to check out all of my items. You trust me to bag all of those items. You trust me to pay for all of those items. However, you really don't trust me because now you want to see my receipt? Did I miss anything?
Ma'am, I just need to check your receipt and make sure it matches what's in your bags.
You know what? I don't even want to shop here, but my husband insists that we have to come here because of the savings.
Okay, but you know it's just company policy, right?
You know what? I don't even think it's legal for you to ask to see what's in my bag. I believe that it's unconstitutional. That would be an illegal search and seizure. You don't have a warrant. By asking me to see inside my bags, you are violating my constitutional right as protected by the Fourth Amendment.
Okay, ma'am. You have to understand.
No, you have to understand. You are committing a federal crime right here and now. If your CEO is too cheap that he will not hire employees, do you think he will help you with your legal fees? Oh, my friend, he will throw you under the bus quicker than you can say Merry Christmas. Do you want to appear in federal court?
No, ma'am.
Well, then I suggest you let us leave here without any further harassment. And while you're at it, you need to get your resume in order and find another place to work, because I think you seem like a nice person. Your bosses don't give a damn about you. They just want to make as much money as possible. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, come here and listen to me carefully. If you decide to stay here, form a union. It's time for the little guys to stick together.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the advice. I'm terribly sorry I stopped you. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You just remember what I said.
Honey, that was impressive. That speech is getting better and better at every store that we've hit this month.
How did we do?
Damn it! I knew we should have put those last two iPads in the bag.
Hey, we made a great score. This was an epic five-finger discount kind of day.
It's Listen Here.
All rise. The Court of District 7 in the County of Miami-Dade in the state of Florida is now in session. The Honorable Susan Sweetwater is presiding. Be seated. Don't need to remind y'all, we are in small claims court. You may speak for yourself without a lawyer. First case on the docket is Nozette v. Kringle. Would both parties please take their seats in front of the bench?
Ladies first?
If there was a lady here, I would let her go first.
Sir, would you be seated?
Yes.
Mrs. Nozette, please state your name for the record.
It's not Mrs., it is Dr. Nozette.
Two things, doctor. For the record, we need your first name. Off the record, don't be snotty with the judge.
My apologies to your honor. My first name is Karen.
Oh, there's a shock.
That will be all, sir. You will get your turn to speak in a minute. So tell me, doctor, why are you suing Mr. Kringle for, mental anguish and emotional cruelty?
How can I give her mental anguish? She doesn't have a brain in her head.
Oh, Mr. Kringle, that's enough.
Where shall I begin?
How about under a rock?
Mr. Kringle, please.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. That's not fair to the rock.
I mean, Judge, do you see what I have been dealing with? The man is obsessed with me. He is a stalker, watching me all the time. He always has pencil and paper and is writing things down when he's watching me. It's almost like he knows when I'm asleep or when I'm awake.
Well, it's kind of my thing. I'm trying, Your Honor, but it's just so damn easy.
If that wasn't enough, he had the nerve to call me a sex worker.
Please. If you were a sex worker, you'd be on welfare.
Mr. Kringle, you will have your turn to speak in a minute. Dr. Nozette, is that all?
Ah, it's Nozetta, and isn't that enough?
Well, I do have an alibi for the Lindbergh kidnapper.
Mr. Kringle, that is enough. One more outburst and I will hold you in contempt.
Not as much contempt as I have for her.
What was that, Mr. Kringle?
I said I understand for sure.
Do you want to stick with that story?
Until I can think of a better one.
That will be all. Dr. Nozette, you may be seated. Mr. Kringle, please take a stand and state your name for the record.
Chris Kringle, also known as K.K. Claus, Father Christmas, St. Nick, St. Nicholas, actually about 124 names around the world. Your Honor, I don't have a lot of time because I have to go to work tonight. Did I check up on her? Yes. I had to see if she was naughty or nice. After today, well, we all know which list she is going to be on. And speaking of lists, do I walk around with a list? I sure do, because I am technologically challenged. Now, I have only one question for her. When did I call you a sex worker?
I looked at you one time, and you said, ho, ho, ho!
Oh, Judas Priest.
Case dismissed.
That's not fair! I didn't win! I should always win! Do you know who I am? Judge! How could you rule against me?
If you will excuse me, I need to get to work.
It's very simple, Doctor. I have no idea if he really is who he says he is. But I saw the cutest Kate Spade black person matching wallet. Now, he may not be KK Claus, but why take the chance?
Come Dasher, come Dancer, come Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
Judge Sweetwater, this package was just delivered for you.
Well, that's odd. Jonesy, let's open it and see what's inside. Oh my goodness, it's the Kate Spade purse and wallet! Fine! Fine!
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Sayonara!
Arrivederci!
Adios!
Adios!
See ya. All right, I see you. Goodbye.
See you later.
See you later.
Catch you later.
I see you later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Thanks for listening here. This concludes our podcast day.